Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. So welcome to the show. I am excited to be joining with you here in this way. I feel so blessed and honored and excited to get to share love with you. And today we're going to be focusing on sharing love and that feeling of belonging, seeing how important to remember that you belong and that you're important, how important that is to your awakening and to being able to open to love. So if you're tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. It is now a number one international bestseller. You can get it on Amazon. And Love's Curriculum started with the book with me waking up in 2013 to a soul assignment to scribe the book and in beginning to connect with a voice that I later learned was the High Council. And the High Council includes Jesus and the Archangels and other light teachers. Now, this journey to hearing that assignment and connecting with the High Council was has always been a journey, but in an intense way it began 20 years earlier when I woke up to my soul on the very first day that I was working as a lawyer. So I had this calling to make a difference in the world as a teenager. And then as I got into university, I really felt I began to look externally, outwards, for what should I do, what would be important to do, how am I going to survive in this world, how am I going to earn a living. And I began to, I guess, lack confidence in myself in that way and really turn over those decisions to outward things. I got lost direction with my heart. And part of that was because of my own journey of feeling I hadn't belonged and I was searching and wanting to belong. But then fast forward, I ended up choosing law as a path from my head, not my heart. Now, some may choose it from their heart. It may be their way to serve. But for me, it was a logical choice. And then on my first day of my full-time law job, as I was walking into the washroom, of all places, some of you have heard this story, but some are new and haven't. I had this feeling in my solar plexus and my gut hit me and the words, remember, this isn't what you wanted to do. Remember, you had other plans. You wanted to be a mom. You wanted to have a different experience of life. And I began to listen. I still continued to work as a lawyer for 3 years. And in my spare time, which there wasn't that much of it, but in my spare time, I began to search out courses that appealed to me. I took courses on intuition. I began to read a lot of the Hay House books, watching Oprah. That whole personal development and spiritual development became my passion. I took Reiki and began to communicate with my angels through journaling. And really, that was the point I surrendered my life to the idea that spirit was guiding it, that I was connected to a higher power and a purpose, and that I could hear that guidance and follow it. So fast forward through many years of personal development and retraining as a counselor, I took another course on intuition, and then through doing my own journaling and tuning in, got the message to begin writing what at the time was going to be about my journey and my life, But through that process opened a doorway into hearing my deeper soul calling and calling me to share this message of love, and then began to hear the guidance of what I came to later know as the High Council guiding me. So now I love to support you, to support others in opening to their own divine guidance and into following that soul path. Part of that's through this radio show, and I am so excited to be able to share this time with you, this time of remembering that you are loved, that you have guidance working with you, and that you have a purpose here that is unfolding and to which you can step in. So today we are going to explore, as I mentioned, the importance of belonging, of remembering that you belong, and the ego trap of feeling you don't belong. I imagine everyone listening can remember a time, maybe it's present now, active in your life, maybe it was a time in high school or when you were younger, a feeling of being different, of not belonging, and how important it felt to your survival then even to belong. And we'll all read from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 2, called Belief and Belonging, from Archangel Ariel, who serves on the High Council. And then towards the latter part of the show, I'm going to open and let the High Council work through me with you. I will take individual callers during that time, so you can call in with a question or ask for a message. And I'll open as well for the High Council to work with the group. So before we dive in, I realize I've talked more than I usually do already before my surrender and intention prayer. So each time before we really dive in here, I like to surrender this time together, my words, our experience to Spirit, to the Holy Spirit, to Creator. So I ask now that that guidance that we've been talking about, that voice of love, of purpose, God's voice, that that guide our time here, that it guide my words, and that it increase each one's feeling of belonging and remembering that you belong. And we ask that this time be in the highest good of all. And so it is. All right. Belonging. Well, as I was preparing for the show, I was really feeling and seeing. I sometimes get visual intuition through words, just the words love and belonging, and how much they really resonate with my own soul purpose, and how beautiful it is that each one of us belongs with our own unique soul purpose, or what I sometimes call our blueprint for enlightenment, that based on our own experiences and lessons and growing and learning, that we each have our own kind of flavor or tune to play based on that. So for some, it may be passion or love or belonging or oneness or unity or purpose or trust. And then we're meant to share that and embody that and help others on that similar journey. Others who are going through what we've gone through. So right there, again, we have the sense of belonging, that although your unique path, and at times you may have felt alone in it, or if you're in the middle of it now, you may find yourself thinking, I don't belong, or I'm alone, or I'm separate in this. And that would be the ego telling you that. When in truth, in God's eyes, your journey is connected to all, that there are others having similar journeys that you are meant to help and to join with in that sense of belonging. So for much of my lifetime, I did have that feeling that I didn't belong. I felt I didn't belong in school or with my classmates. I had different aspirations, or I was fairly bright and top student, or went to schools where it was a smaller student body and I was on the high end or doing the best in the class, and I felt separate because of that, or judged. I felt I didn't belong. and in my teenage years, feeling I was just odd or different. And I imagine, again, that so many of you can relate to a time where you didn't feel you belonged. And in fact, as human beings in our emotional construct or journey, that time in our teenage years is known as that forming of identity time. And the main belief, I think, for most is that you don't belong. So no matter what, each one of us finds some reason that we're different and don't belong. So it definitely is part of our emotional human journey and part of the ego. The ego sets it up to think that we are separate, to look at our differences and then judge ourselves or imprison ourselves as separate because of them, as not belonging because of them. Again, when in truth, you do belong. If you don't belong, then who does? We are each different, and yet we all belong. It's just the ego, that voice of separation, saying differently. When in God's eyes, we are all part of the oneness. And so I'm going to read a short quote here from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 2, which we will explore further later on. To experience the love, you must remember that you belong, that you are a child, that all of you are children of the universal oneness. All of us are part of the oneness. We can't not belong. And in that quote, it also points out to the importance that remembering we belong is. It's important. It's one of those overcoming the ego. The ego tells us we don't belong. Then it's a journey and an important one to remember that you do belong, to keep opening to that sense of belonging, to heal what's in the way of knowing you belong. And it's a continuing journey, but it's an important one. So I think one way of feeling this belonging can be an opening to the love of your angels and your guides that walk with you. Opening to God's love, Jesus's love personally to you. So really embracing this idea of being a child of the oneness, a child of God, and allowing these beautiful divine helpers who are there shining love on you and God and Jesus, whatever form of the divine works for you, to really feel that one or that masters or that beings or that angels, that guardian angels love for you personally. And it struck me that it's somewhat similar to our human development, that as children, we really need to feel that we are loved uniquely and personally. In psychology, we now call it attachment, the importance of attaching with our main caregiver, of having that one who is reflecting you back to yourself, reflecting that you belong, that you're important, helping you feel special. Now, I'm not saying the ego's view of special, which would say you're more special than somebody or you're less special, but that you are special, that each one of us is special and valuable and loved. Loved for you, and you are loved as part of this greater oneness. And I had that experience in my meditation this morning where I kept breathing and began to open with each breath my heart to really allowing my guides to say and to feel, hey, we love you. We're here with you personally, helping you, just as your guides are helping each one of you personally. They love you. You are important. And so I'm going to read another quote from Love's Curriculum that I think really embodies how much love is available, how much you each of you belong to this love belong as children of this universal oneness. And this is from this chapter here. Let me see. This is at the end of chapter 26 in Love's Curriculum. And this is the High Council, all the angels, Jesus, speaking to you here. So I invite you to even close your eyes and listen to the love that is available, to the belonging that is available to you. We applaud you. We love you now and evermore. We sing your praises as we sing God's praises and our own. We herald the light. We herald the new beginning. The new age is upon us, and you are vital to it, as is everyone. And yet everyone lives inside you as you live inside them. You are united in God and love, his love, for you are his children, and he loves you as he loves himself. You are a part of God's creation, and he loves all his creations. And as God's creations, you are also creating love, love, love. Just breathing that in. You are a part of love. You can't not be. You do belong. You are belonging. We are belonging. And again, I realize, though, that like me, many of you, and I would argue all of us at some point, have on this journey have felt that we don't belong. And it, again, seems to be part of the ego and human and emotional journey. Now, some of you may even find, like me, that at least in my adult years, as I began this spiritual journey, and for some of you, it may start at childhood, feeling different or feeling spiritually gifted, or that perhaps you connect to other realms, or you sense things that others don't sense, or you feel more than others, or have empathy that you don't see others feeling, or you feel more connected to things, more easily overwhelmed. In a way, feeling somehow you don't belong here on this planet, or that you don't belong being human. And I know from many awakening too, that memory of yourself as a higher light being who has come here, a light being who at some point evolved past this third dimension, but that you have decided to return as a light worker here. Return to this earth to help your brothers and sisters, to help all parts of your mind and the mind awaken. That naturally, you may not feel at times that you belong here. And again, that was definitely part of my journey. And a fear around owning that part of me, of being transparent, of being open with those things that I thought were so different. So again, I wonder if you can relate, some of you can relate. So being afraid to really show all that you know or can feel or be or share your sensitivities. And yet that is so needed here. That belongs here. You are a beautiful child of light. And all is light here, and you belong. And I found that as I was able to step through the fear, and it's something that I work with others and clients in my mentoring program learn to do, is to keep moving through that fear or the doubts and begin to share more of your purpose here, of that giftedness here, of your true authentic voice and you here, that as I began to do that and I witnessed others do that, I felt more and more at home here. I felt more that I actually belonged here, that higher soul part of me belonged here. So the more I allowed it and gave it space, the more I felt my purpose here. And as I felt my purpose here, I felt I belonged. I felt that the truth of the words I read earlier from the High Council, that you are important, that each one of you is important here. And so I'm going to read from the afterword in Love's Curriculum, where I talk about my journey of working and beginning to hear from the High Council and to remember my own soul's purpose. And this is from Jesus. He was answering me at one point. We were having a dialogue. And this is what he had to say. And I invite you to listen as if he's speaking directly to you here as well. You are a young, light, star-being child. Many of you will populate the earth at different locations and bring truth and love and joining and community versus feeling separate as you have suffered from in the past. Your own unique form of separation acting out due to ego seeing you, to ego making you feel different because you came from the stars, universes, higher dimensions of light. The Holy Spirit says, we say, you are a unique soul with purpose, just as all serve their purpose to the whole. You are a part of here, the third dimension, in a beautiful way. When you remember who you are, you fit in just right here. There is a place for you, just like there was for many leaders and me and everyone. The beautiful words of inclusion, again, showing how each one of us is unique and important and belongs, just as everyone does. We are belonging. We can't not belong, even though the ego would have many ways of wanting us to believe that. And our own human makeup and emotional makeup takes us on that journey. But I so invite you into that journey of more and more claiming the truth that you belong. And I hope that the words here we've already spoken and that we continue to speak as this show goes on today will help with that. So right now, we're going to take a very short break, and when we get back, I'm going to read Chapter 2, which is in the voice of Archangel Ariel, and it is called Belief and Belonging. And so we'll see you back shortly. Do you hear your soul calling to you? Do you feel your heart pulling you toward a new vision, toward your soul's divine purpose manifest in the world? If so, it makes sense. We as lightworkers and love advocates are being called to be the change now by showing up in our authentic divine light and service in the world. No more wasting time in the fear of change, the one day I'll do it, the old limiting beliefs or fears of being seen. And you also deserve to be lovingly supported and guided to take the concrete action needed to show up and manifest your soul's dream. That is why I have designed my Team for Love 12-week mentoring program, in which I support you in gaining the clarity, connection, and courage to shine your heart and purpose in the world. To learn more and apply, visit lovescurriculum.com under the Work with Jenny mentoring page. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today, we are exploring the importance of belonging, remembering that you belong, that that is the truth. And right now, I'm going to read from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 2. And this is Archangel Ariel speaking to us here. And it's called Belief and Belonging. And I invite you, if you're able, to sit back, relax, even close your eyes if you wish. Take a few deep breaths, this opening to the words here, and knowing, just letting them roll over you, touching your heart, rolling into you. It seems, as I worked with Love's Curriculum, that it's meant to be read with the heart and soul, not meant to be figured out. Just receive. All right. Belief and belonging go together. They are both the wings of an angel. Oneness and faith is another way you can put it. To experience the love, you must remember that you belong, that you are a child, that all of you are children of the universal oneness. Those who remember first will join the university. We will speak to you more of this later. We provide a quiet nudging in your heart that helps you awaken, remember, stir the memory of belonging to oneness, and thus stirring the fires of belief, belief in God and oneness and belonging to the greater whole. Those who are remembering will want to join and study at the university. They are waking up to their place in the whole. They will feel it gently in their hearts as a gentle stirring that is gently awoken on such a deep, subtle level. It is like it is a homing beacon or a flame, a light that will be lit and draw to its source for comfort and reunion. It is in this way that they will join again in union with the source of all love and light, with God and all his beings of love and light that make up the whole entirety of love and the world, the Word, which is like a greater world, a world that is not just earth. The world of God is the Word, I am. It resonates behind it all as Om. But even the vibration of Om is just a manifestation of form as well, coming from the formless, violet, white, swirling light of peace, home, and love. It starts with everyone belonging and knowing they belong, no matter who or what color or look or belief. And thus, it creates an earth and world of peace. It creates peace on earth. And during this presence and time of peace on earth, all know that they belong. And all believe in the light and love of God and the expansive connection to it all. And each person and being remembers his or her true place in this whole and feels at home. They know they belong and they have belief in God. This will present a time when all have faith and courage and motivation and actions of love. Actions of love that begin to coil and curl and spiral out and out into the world coming back multiplied. It will usher in a new level of love and connection among people. We are always in the background helping with love and acceptance of self and then others. We includes myself, Archangel Ariel, and the elemental beings that I work with closely and the higher light beings that are associated with me. We are the gentle light beings. We speak of gentleness to you and your soul. There are those that help with more active love. We are the ones who you find in the stillness, offering gentle, still, accepting love. Love for self and other. And that creates a world of peace. Listen in the stillness for us. And listen to hear your heart light ignited. That memory that you are love and belonging ignited toward reunion with the one, the beloved. And so it is. So beautiful words of love and acceptance and the importance how as each of us remembers that we belong to this oneness, it creates heaven on earth. It creates actions of love. It creates union, unity amongst the diversity. All right. So we're going to take a short break and I'll get ready here because the next part of the show is when I bring through the High Council. So it's a chance to call in with a question for the High Council. Or for a message from them. And let me give you the number. The number is 1-888-627-6008. Again, 1-888-627-6008. All right, so we will be back shortly.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today, we are exploring the importance of belonging, and I've just read from Chapter 2 in Love's Curriculum, all about belief and belonging. And now is the time in the show when I tune into the High Council for the group, for any callers that want to call in. I don't see anyone on the line yet, but I'll give you the number one more time. And as we wait to see if anyone calls in, I will prepare to bring through the High Council. And then what happens if we don't have any individual callers, I bring through a group message, a group guided experience. A group guided type of meditation. So here's the number 1-888-627-6008. And that's the way if you want to ask your own question, you may do so. All right. So I ask that the High Council draw near, that you come through me to this amazing group of listeners. worldwide. I ask that my guides and the angels that work with me help me be a clear conduit for this time together, for your messages. And I ask that this be in the highest good of each listener and the highest good of all, and in the name of love. So it is. Dear ones, as always, we feel so grace-filled to have this time with you, to join with you, to inspire, to connect, to help you remember, to help you open each one of your hearts to the great love that God has for you, that we have for you. We, as God's divine helpers, sent by him, sent as the Holy Spirit in form, to help you remember and awaken to the truth of you, that you are eternal love and spirit beyond form, and to help guide each one of you in manifesting your own unique quality, your own unique song, your own unique radio tuning station, or tuning in to your own unique wavelength there on earth as you express all that you are, proving that all are God's children, that all are loved in all your wonderful uniqueness. We love you. We love you uniquely as you. So we invite you, if you have not yet, to close your eyes if you are able, to take a few deep breaths with your hand on your heart, allowing yourself, using that as a tool, a way to open to these higher messages, letting them land within your heart. And so take three breaths now into your heart. And if you wish just to listen, that is fine as well. Trusting that you are loved just where you are, just as you sit. All of you encompassed in this love. And now we ask that each one of you allow to come near and to sit with you, if you are willing for this experience, to allow our love to come close to you. You may see it as a beautiful angel, Archangel Michael, one of us, the archangels, as Jesus himself, coming to sit beside you. Allow that being to sit with you. Again, if you are willing and ready, knowing that to whatever extent you decide to participate here, that we, your guides and angels, are with you, loving you. This is only a way in your seeming form to help loosen and shake up any blocks or barriers or resistances to fully remembering that you are loved, that you are belonging. And so as you sit with this being, see your breath begin to breathe in unison with your guide, with this angel, with Jesus. Trust whomever is there sitting with you, a loved one who's passed on, whoever represents gentleness and love, whomever may be easiest for you to receive a knowing of your love and specialness and value and worth. And so with each breath, begin to breathe in unison with this guide. And see that in their hand, they hold a beautiful golden sphere of light. It seems as big as a large globe would be. And see as they allow and offer this circle, this sphere to you, that it begin to encompass you, that it moves towards you, you becoming and melding into one with it. This beautiful sphere of light. We shall call it now the globe of oneness, the sphere of oneness, this golden circle of light. See and trust as it begins to expand around you. See as you begin to feel its vibration and warmth. Trust whatever you experience in your body, in your knowing, whatever you may see as this gorgeous light, the sphere of oneness, begins to pulsate around you as you are in it as if in a bubble. And yet see that all others listening in as well are in experiencing their own sphere, experiencing being within their own circle at the same time as you. And see that this beautiful guide and their love for you, their honoring of you, is contained within this circle and experience with you. You are feeling peaceful and calm and loved. And at the same time aware that others are experiencing this, that there are others with you. And then see as the edges of your sphere begin to fade and immerse themselves in one huge golden pinkish energy, as if it's a huge giant teardrop that surrounds all the edges of the spheres. If you were to notice, the sphere is still there, but it feels less separate from this group energy, this teardrop of love. That although you may see a demarcation there, a circle of your own sphere, that it is joined with this greater energy that fills all spheres, that fills all space and time. This is the ocean of love to which you are a part, that you are a part of even as you still experience yourself as an individual soul and an individual body. And just breathe and allow yourself almost to sway with the beats and the comfort of this greater ocean, this greater teardrop, this greater sphere of love to which you are a part, to which all are a part. And in your mind, invite anyone else to whom you wish to experience this feeling of oneness and love and acceptance. Experience this ocean of love. Just in your mind's eye, think of them or see them. Or in your internal voice, ask that they can join you. Asking if they are willing that they may be invited into this experience, that you are extending an invitation to this experience. And trust that their soul knows and they will be saying yes or no. You need not worry about that part. You need only extend the invitation. And for your part, you may see them entering with you. Imagine them in there with you, sitting beside you in this experience. For your part, seeing that you so love this other, that you too belong, that you too connect and understand each other. Perhaps it's a sibling or a friend, a parent, a partner, a child, a pet. Just allow the feeling of connection with this one, this other. And turning to the other side, seeing that your guide is still sitting with you as well in this experience. And this dear friend, this dear other, this dear loved one is with you as well. And see that many others are sharing in this connection and this inclusion and this belonging experience. And then imagine that all the world, that all peoples of the world are joining in this experience, connecting with those who are close to them, connecting with their guides, connecting in communities and groups, connecting as countries, seeing how each one is a spark of the divine, each one is important, and each one is part of this greater community of love and oneness. And now, together, let us create this and claim this for the world, that all belong, that all are loved, and see this globe of light and love, this ocean of love, encompass all of Mother Earth. And then see it spread out and fill out to encompass all of the galaxies, all of the stars, all becoming love, all witnessed by love, all joined in love, all in God. And that resounding hymn of Om, to which we spoke of in chapter 2 here today, and the Om, the truth that light and love is beyond even the vibration of Om. And now feel that love of your Creator, of God, that you are a loved child of God, that all of the children of Earth, all of her beings are loved, that all is one, all is joined. Now just take a few more breaths into that space, feeling any honor, gratitude for this experience, allowing any tears, any joy, any confusion, whatever you're experiencing, to be there and to be in this love. And as we end, we just wish to remind each one of you that we do indeed love you, that we are here, that you have your angelic soul team loving you, your angels and your guides, and that you do belong, and that you are joined with all, that everyone are your companions on this journey home. And so it is. All right, I'll give you a moment, if you were participating, to take a few breaths and open your eyes. And I thank each one of you, wherever you are at in this experience here today, whatever you experienced or drew from witnessing the experience, I thank you. I thank you for your part. I know you are important. And I know that you are being guided. And I know that that higher self in you that knows itself as this beautiful soul that you are, I know that it is becoming manifest in your life, and that you are beginning to live a beautiful life as love, as being love in all moments, in the trials and the tribulations and the happy times and good times, the sad times, and all of it, being love and letting yourself be fueled by the fires of love and transformed. Again, I thank each one of you for being here. Wow. All right. So may you leave our time together here inspired and feeling belonging, knowing that there is continued support for you on this journey. So not only do we meet here on the radio every 2 weeks, But if you're looking to connect on a more regular basis, please join me and others in the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group, which you can search for on Facebook. And we do lots of connecting and extra meditations in there. And if you're looking to work in a more established or concrete way with me and the High Council, similar to what we just experienced, but on a more regular basis and in a longer setting, you may wish to check out the Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle. And you can find that on my website, lovescurriculum.com. Under the Work with Jenny menu, under there, you'll see more about my mentoring program, which is actually now called the Live Your Divine Purpose Program. And you'll find another selection there you can make called the Monthly Circle Program. So other ways to continue this work and to get support. Because I know that support is key, that we will have times of struggling, of remembering the truth, of needing support, needing tools, needing companionship, and the power of joining with others. And so both programs are set up to join you with others as well on a similar journey. All right. Have a beautiful 2 weeks ahead, and I hope to connect with you before that as well in the Facebook group, by email, contact me through the website, through a program. And I know that we are connected. I just want to end here with that, just claiming the truth that we are all connected as this beautiful group of listeners here today, this team for love. Thank you so much. All right. Bye for now. Take care. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the Path of Love, Live Your Divine Purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.